blessings of love and respect we offer to all, in times past and present, who have opened the doors of wisdom, reuniting all beings with their intrinsic purity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. The recitation of this rosary ever expands the awakening of faith in the three jewels, Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. Bodhi Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Sabha. I turn to the perfect nature of truth for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. Dharmam Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Sabha. I turn to the teachings for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. Sangam Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Sabha. I turn to the holy order for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Dukkha, the noble truth of suffering. Dukkha Samudaya, the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha, the noble truth of the extinction of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipada, the noble truth of the path that leads to the extinction of suffering. So long as these four noble truths are not understood, we shall wander in sorrow and ignorance. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. All formations are transient, anicca. All formations are subject to suffering, dukkha. All things are without a self, anatta. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Namo Prajna Paramita Hiridaya, homage to the wisdom in the heart. Form is not different from emptiness. Emptiness is not different from form. This is the teaching of our spiritual ancestors, Gautama Buddha, and all the great teachers who have transmitted the Dharma to this holy day. Blessed is the knowledge of emptiness. Homage to the devotees of this and all paths of self-purification. May all find simplicity, the joyous and practical guide. The Dharma, being the contents of enlightenment, in which there is no bondage and no suffering, offers freedom from the cankers of ignorance and fear. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Sangha is the holy order of spiritual ancestors, monks, priests, and all those who follow and practice this path. Homage to the Sangha. Homage to all who are approaching this holy path. Homage to all who follow and establish this holy path. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. By compassionate comprehension that dissipates delusion. By compassionate aspiration that harms no one. By compassionate speech that makes for clarity. By compassionate self-discipline that brings no regret. By compassionate livelihood that brings no discredit. By compassionate endeavor that results in goodness. By compassionate mindfulness that proves this path. by the compassionate awareness that leads to nirvana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these three pure precepts. The precept of restraint and religious observances, the precept of obedience to all good laws, the precept to benefit all sentient beings. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these 10 brave prohibitive precepts, not to lead a harmful life, nor to encourage others to do so, not to take that which is not given, not to commit or participate in unchaste conduct, not to tell lies nor practice believing the fantasies of authority, not to use intoxicating drinks or narcotics, nor assist others to do so, not to publish other people's faults, not to extol oneself and slander others, not to be avaricious in bestowal of the teachings, not to be angry, not to speak ill of this religion or any other. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. In the practice of loving kindness, in the practice of pure attention, in the practice of ever expanding faith, in the practice of constant devotion, in the practice of inquiry through correct dhyana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Oh, happy blessed day. Oh, happy blessed place. Oh, happy blessed time. Oh, happy blessed path. Oh, happy blessed opportunity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Here, in humble submission, in order to experience this most perfect now, I deeply vow and sacrifice all thoughts, all tensions, all pressures, and desires. I am born of karma. I am heir to karma. I abide in karma. And I am supported by karma. Whatever I do creates karma, and I shall surely experience this karma. The merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings. Dutyampi tatyampi sabha. Again and again may it be so. Willingness is the name of the key to the gate of awakening. For even to awaken from deep sleep and face the new day, there must be the willingness to do it. Here in my hand is the opportunity, and the way is clear beyond the gate of thought and desire. There is no self and other. As the awareness of pure, undisturbed consciousness slips into all consciousness.
We are
here to end suffering. If ending suffering is more important than anything, we will end suffering. If ending suffering is not more important than anything, we will not end suffering. If I am suffering, it is because I am choosing something over ending suffering. We are not here to create and cling to waste. We are here to pay attention. We are here to use everything in our experience to see how we cause ourselves to suffer, so we can drop that and end suffering.
Shall I look out this morning? Jen.
A bit stressful. So let's see. There's just so many things always.
How fun is that?
It's really fun, actually. Yeah. I was just looking at that process also. Just really, just everything. I was thinking about how a shift that's happened for me. Sort of without me even realizing it, is that for a long time I think I felt kind of bombarded by, like, we have a daily peace quote and transform your life, and then there's this assignment, and then I'm also part of this retreat that's focusing on this, and then we've got the year-long thing, and what I realize is that it's like attention was attempting to toggle between those
from
things.
From like the 12 different practice opportunities, and going back and forth toggling.
And kind of using them all as content. And then, of course, how you do anything is how you do everything. And so if the karmic process is, well, I want to do it really well. You know, I want to do it really well, which is really good at perfect.
Tiny point back there.
It doesn't say that.
Right.
The karma is get it perfect. But then
the
exterior is like, no, I just want to do it really well. I want to give it my all.
Right?
And then, of course, the clue that it's karma is the rage when you throw another good quote at me. And I already am juggling these other 7 quotes that I can't write.
Yeah.
And it's like,
That's so helpful, right? Just watching that whole process. So, like, we might hear something like, I just want to give it my all. I just want to do my best. You know, and then we hear something like rage, but feel something like rage when another peace quote comes in, and it clues us in, wait, I'm in a process, and that little voice behind there, what it's really saying is be perfect. That's the process, and it's using the different practice opportunities as the content for that process.
It's a process of control.
It's a process of being controlled.
Yeah. And so anyway, it's just so fun, right? Because I put my hand up and you said that one thing and just that triggered out of that. Because that was something, that's an example of, that's what it feels like, just walking around in that constant insight. So, and it's, I think, again, the relationship is to clamp down, the karmic relationship is to clamp down and try to remember all those and get them on the recorder and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But it's like, what was illustrated in that is that it's all in there, right? One little thing is said, and that whole insight, it's there. It's doing its thing. I don't have to do anything about it. I don't have to, you know, so with each practice we have that's offered to us is the process of transformation. And in that moment, in this moment, I'm working in my How Work book. In this moment, I'm reading the Peace Quote. But there's nothing really, it's funny because, I mean, you do the assignment in the How Work book, but there's really nothing to do. Uh-huh. There's nothing to do with it, you know? And in that case, it's all very quite straightforward. There's uh-huh. nothing you need to, like, do with it. You know, I used to talk about that process of hoarding the Peace Quotes. You know, uh-huh. everyone that came in was like, oh, wow.
Putting in a
book. Oh, wow, that's really good. Wow, uh-huh. that's really, really, that yeah. is so, I could probably, I'm sure there's something. And then it's like, I hate the Peace Quotes. Because there's 4 billion of them in this thing that I'm now supposed to be doing something with, and I'm not doing something with them.
Yeah, not being perfect in there.
Right.
And all that pressure.
All that pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, and instead, I mean, what you're talking about is like, they're just an unfolding.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't really matter. You know, I can reflect one thing, and here's another unfolding. I turn my attention to the how we do anything, how we do everything retreat workbook, and poof, there's another unfolding. And it's constantly trying to make it into a something to do content. Because that takes us out of the, what's that?
Yeah, to stop it.
To stop it.
Yeah.
To the energy, putting up your hand and clenching.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it feels, isn't it? And so you said at the beginning, there's been a real shift. How it used to feel like that, and now it sounds like there's something much different.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just that. It's just that realizing that it's a process of transformation.
Yeah.
And we actually, you know, it's that place where it's the illusion of busy, right? We're always in this moment, and there's always something happening in this moment. And so, if there's not somewhere for the sort of attention, awareness, the system to be focused on transformation, it's going to be focused on karma. And so, you know, it's just so funny that it would be framed as a problem that all day long I have these things coming in to put my attention on transformation.
Right. Well, really it's a problem for ego.
It is.
Yeah, because the karma, the pattern is that if we're, I mean, that was just really clearly stated, actually. If we're not putting our attention on the transformation, mm-hmm. then just out of eons and our lifetime mm-hmm. of
training,
mm-hmm. essentially, it's going to be on the karma. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the ego is like, ah, you bet they got my game of these Peace Quotes, and then like another practice.
I can't give you momentum, going.
I can't give you momentum. You keep interrupting me.
Yeah. So watching the film, and that's going to be pretty soon, the film's not going to seem continuous anymore. It's going to be really boring and ugly to watch.
Oh, that's a good image, right? I know we've talked about that before, but that slicing of the film, it seems, mm-hmm. you know, there's no break in the film. It just seems like me and my life. Yeah. But when those things are coming in and we're availing ourselves to those practice opportunities and we're participating, it starts slicing the film. It starts making these gaps. And so in that larger awareness, it's like, wait a second. This film is not, there's something up here.
So if you're the audience watching that film that has all those slices in it, you're not going to be, you know, you're supposed to go to a film and like, you know, like, whatever, you're so sad, or you're so inspired, or you're so scared, or whatever, but if there's constant spices, it's like, yeah, you know what, I'm out of here, this is really boring, because it's not holding my attention.
Yeah, I don't feel like anymore, is it? Yeah. Yeah, it's not holding your attention.
So that's actually kind of related to the thing that I did when I first put my hands up was looking at, which was that I had one of those really fun dreams a couple of nights ago, where, I guess it's lucid dreaming where I realize I'm dreaming. And almost always when I realize I'm dreaming, the first thing I do is like, oh, let's fly. Love flying. You know, just, and it's so funny to watch that process of like, sometimes it's really hard to take off. I'm like, wait, how can it be hard to take off? You know, what is that? It's so funny. But and in this dream, I was carrying the Roboku.
Of course.
It's our heavy industrial mixer in the kitchen. So I'm like, oh, it's going to be really hard to take off. Having the Roboku, but I'm like, but it's a dream. So it won't be hard, but I can take off. No problem. So I did.
And with the Roboku.
With the Roboku. Okay. But what was so fun in the dream, I don't even know if I can explain it, but it was like, I was seeing how that same process that happened of waking up in the dream. So what happened was I was looking around and it was like, this is not right. And my sister was in the dream, but we were in the monastery and there was just stuff everywhere. And I just looked at her and I said, you know what? This is a dream.
Wow.
And that's when I realized, oh, I can do anything.
Wow.
And I saw in the dream, I had the realization, that's the same with my life.
Yeah, that's where I just went, and I said, wow,
this is an illusion.
This is an illusion.
This life, not like, in the same, I mean, the dream is happening, and I'm having those experiences, and in the same way, this is happening, and I'm having the experiences.
You're sitting on that cushion, you're talking.
But I just had this really deep realization of that same process is possible in my life, that I could wake up and realize, this is made up, I can do anything.
Wow.
On a process level.
Yeah, gosh. I mean, first of all, that's just amazing to be able to have that experience in the dream.
I know, it's such a dream.
Oh, it's just a dream.
Yeah.
But then to have that, I mean, it sounds like just like that flash of insight, that realization of, wait, that's the same when my eyes are open, when I'm awake, mm-hmm. and it seems like we're awake, but we're kind of in that film. Mm-hmm. Watching that film, we can do that same thing, mm-hmm. that I can actually wake up and I can do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know, it's so fun.
Yeah. Because we on some intuitive level, we know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not on a, at least for me, not on a moment-by-moment walking around kind of basis.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't seem like that. We're listening to, at least for me, listening to that conversation about who I am and what I can do and what I can't do. Keeping that real continuous. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Rebecca.
I saw something about the how you do anything, how you do everything exercise a few days ago that has been lingering that I want to look at a little bit more closely.
Okay, great.
And it was the signs of the zodiac page.
Write your own horoscope.
Write your own horoscope, yeah. It had all of the signs of the zodiac. And my first impulse when I saw the page, my first thought about it was, I'm going to have to understand, I don't know any of them but mine. I got to understand what Libras are and then Capricorns are. And okay, I kind of know Leos because my sister and my daughter's a Leo. And I assumed that I needed to know what each person's horoscope was so that I could write a horoscope that would be kind of for those people. And I could do mine too.
Okay.
But
yeah.
But I had to really learn a whole lot before I could do this because it needed to be applicable to everybody.
Hmm. Very interesting, huh?
Yes.
Well, and kind of just for folks listening, that point of where we're doing this year-long workshop about how you do anything is how you do everything, and what Jenna's pointing out too, is it can seem like, well, there's, you know, draw a picture or answer this question, and it can really kind of feel like, okay, I'm doing the workbook.
Uh-huh.
But what you're pointing at is, how you do anything is how you do everything. And so seeing the process in doing the exercise.
Yeah.
So in this case, it's you've noticed, again, you just these things we probably would never notice. We just go about either, well, I better learn all of those signs so that I can make something that's applicable to everyone. Or we just go, forget it. This is too much work or whatever it is. But to see that process of going on.
And the process was, it needs to be for everyone. And then so I didn't do it the first time I sat down with the book. It's like, oh, I can't have time to learn about all these right now. And then it kind of just kept working on me. And then it dawned on me, oh, I bet they just have all those on the page because everybody's going to do the same page. Maybe I can just focus on mine. Mm-hmm. And in that, oh, maybe I can just focus on mine. There was my whole process, my whole world mm-hmm. in that moment of assume it's not just for me. I've got to somehow make it for everybody.
Uh-huh.
And then, no, actually, it can just be for you.
Uh-huh. So that whole process, we could say that karmic tendency is, this has to be for all. You know, this is, and then to have that realization, wait a second, this could be just for me, just for you.
And I had a really fun time with my horoscope.
Uh-huh.
And so...
Wow, that shift.
Mm-hmm.
From, oh, gosh, and then I have to read about all these things and understand, so wait a second here, there's that shift, this could be just for me.
Yeah.
And now you had a lot of fun doing the exercise.
And not only was it a lot of fun and very enjoyable, that it flowed just so easily. I knew, it just flowed. I didn't think it. It was just, it was just there. Yeah, and so there's been that dovetails with an ongoing workshop on enjoyment see what blocks enjoyment around that I've been looking at with food, and I've been looking at with writing, I've been looking at with everything. And this was a very key opening to that workshop. Mm-hmm. And
I'm going to say, I was curious about what in particular about this process was key in that movement to enjoyment.
Yeah. Well, and I just made another connection that I've been fascinated with, that quote from Gandhi, renounce and enjoy.
Yeah.
I've been kind of obsessed with that in the last few weeks. And the enjoy is the part that I had been focusing on, the renounce. And now my attention is sort of like, oh, and then there's that, you know, the enjoy part. But let's see where I was going with that. I'm sorry, I kind of lost.
I'm answering now. So just to reflect what you were saying about that process, that in that enjoying doing the horoscope exercise, one of the things you noticed about it, that it just flowed.
Right.
You know, there wasn't any thinking, or you didn't have to do any research beforehand.
Yeah.
It just kind of came out.
Yeah, thank you. Because what feels like, so if I were to sort of map the process, what feels like happens is the karmic tendency to discount this person, you know, your enjoyment, it can't just be for you, it's got to be for all. So when I see through that and then get to where, no, actually, this matters, you matter, this can be just for you, because in that way, all is served, actually.
Yeah, a little side secret here, that this actually could be for you, and when we're in that process that you just described, where things are just flowing, we have a tendency actually is for all.
Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to, I mean, it's so tricky, isn't it? Because it can say, well, you really need to do this for all. I mean, that's a good person thing to do.
Exactly.
But we miss out that we're actually being excluded from that.
Yep.
And in that case, it's really not for all.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what's dropping in now is, this is so funny, it's something that, so years and years ago when I was in ministry in the Catholic Church, there was this renegade priest who let me get up from the pulpit and preach sometimes. And so the bishop made him stop doing it, because I'm a woman, you know, and I live in a while. But while I was able to do that, I remember one time saying in a homily this thing that's just dropped in right here in this moment. And what I said was that we often think that we're to take God's gifts and then give them. Receive God's gifts and then give them, you know, like that.
Uh-huh.
And what I said, I said, no, we're to take them in and then walk with them into the world. I said that when I was like 30 years old. And here is the same thing that I'm pointing to today, it feels like, that same process of, we can't just receive and not embody and then think that it's going to be for all, this gift to give to people. That it really, we have to wear it, we have to take it in and embody it and then walk with it, and that's how it can be in the world. And that way we're not excluded from the gift.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love the just the arm motions there. There's the hand up, I'm going to take this, and the hands stay away from the person the whole time, and they're like giving them, you know. But that insight that's not how it works.
Yeah.
That you know, we have our hands up, we receive, and it comes, you know, you kind of have it like washing over into your body, we have to embody it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to walk it.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, that is the passing on the gift in our own body.
Yeah, and we are not left out.
We are not left out. In fact, I mean, in that sense, we're the first recipient.
Exactly. Yeah, and I've been experiencing it in this writing process, this writing project that I've been doing too, where the exact same process was, I could see conditioning coming in to now I can. At the time, it just felt like the good, normal thing to do, which is, okay, I'm going to look at, so what do we want to say for people? What do we want to say and write that will be helpful for people? Mm-hmm. How do we want to learn about Libra and Capricorn? It's like the same thing. Okay, what do we want to say? That was the thing, that was sort of the, and okay, come on, life, you know, flow through me because I'm ready to help people. You know, it's sort of the way it was.
Uh-huh.
But what shifted was, and the mentor said it many times, just go to love, go to love.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know what that meant for a long time. But that was what I kept hearing.
That kind of call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so in the writing, I just kind of accidentally slid into love.
That's kind of how it works, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just kind of accidentally slid into love.
Had this experience and recognized it immediately.
Uh-huh.
And because, this feels different.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was looking forward to the writing in a way that I had not been looking forward to it before. I was willing, and I was, you know, and I signed up for this workshop, and I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna learn a lot, and I'm gonna see a lot. But now it was like, the longing to go to that place of love, and I knew that time that had been designated to sit down with the writing was sort of my portal into the love.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just that shift described in both of those things, that assignment in the workbook and in this writing assignment. I mean, thank goodness. It just doesn't, there's a way that it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of have that sense, like, doing all this research, or, you know, it can feel really earnest, like, okay, I'm here, now help me write something that's helpful.
Yeah.
But something's telling us, this isn't, but I'm going to keep showing up because I signed up and it's a workshop that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just that place, like that shift you described earlier, mm-hmm. there's just, like, some kind of, you know, like the mentor off or something.
Yeah.
You know, love.
Yeah.
And then there's the experience, and like you said, you recognize it immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, so there's like a calibration going on. There's a willingness, someone's showing up. Not quite. Mm-hmm. And then there's the portal that opens up, and then you go, wow, no, that's it. And then you find yourself, oh, I want to write.
Yeah.
Like longing for that time, because not so much, and what you're saying, not necessarily because of the writing, but that experience or process out of the love.
Yes, and there's one very significant piece in that, what you just said that got triggered is, I didn't know that I wasn't in the love until I was in the love.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that I hadn't been. So when I would sit down and that calibrating was, I thought that was happening, I thought that felt absolutely normal and right, just like karma does. I thought I was doing the workshop. I thought I was in the love. I'm writing this. I'm thinking of all these people that I love, that it's going to help, and that, I mean, I can't underline enough how normal that feels.
Yeah.
And that's why I sort of whispered it, and I fell into the love, because I didn't know the other experience until I knew the experience.
Right.
And it's that Rumi quote of, when the veils fall, we'll say, oh, we certainly didn't know it would be like this. You know?
When the veils fall, we didn't know it was going to be like this, because even from that place of, well, I am in love. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about people that I love and all these people that are going to help.
This is love.
Yeah.
I'm showing up, doing my commitment, everything's good.
Yeah.
You mean it can get even better? You know, because I didn't know it wasn't working per se, until the other way was the veil.
That's interesting. Well, in a sense, it kind of all was working. It's all part of that larger process.
Yeah.
You know, just like, thank goodness for structures and the willingness to show up, because how else would we know? Like you said, it's just like, we keep showing up to this place, and that's a clue, isn't it? Where, boy, that's tricky, isn't it? That it feels so normal.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I want to do this in love. I am doing this in love.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
But here you are, showing up, and then somehow, just that veil at some point gets removed, and you slip. It's a whisper. Because whoever's showing up to do it in love couldn't get there on their own.
Yeah.
name, but they had to show up.
Yep, exactly. That's it.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is so wonderful. And it
reminds me of that quote about, like, we have to show up giving everything we've got, knowing that's the very thing looking in our way or something like that.
Yeah. Well, and just last thing is that it reminds me, too, of what Sherry, we talked about some time ago in this in group here at the monastery about not getting off in Cleveland. You know, because, to just stay with it, because we never know what more is in store. Mm-hmm. And if you get, if you get off in Cleveland, like you're taking a trip around the world, and if you get off in Cleveland, then you're in Cleveland. That's what you get. But if you stay.
Not that Cleveland's not wonderful.
You used to use Terre Haute, but
yeah.
But yes, exactly. And then you get the world. And that's what kind of it feels like.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it feels like we're doing with that How You Do Anything. It's mm-hmm. How You Do Everything workshop. Mm-hmm. We're going for the deep dive, it feels
like. We're going for the deep dive. Mm-hmm. Gosh, and like you said, the writing, once we have that slip and go, whoa, I didn't know this was possible. You want to stay on that trip mm-hmm. around the world. Mm-hmm. Because it unveils that place that, I mean, it's hard to know, right? That we're, I don't know the word settling, we just don't know any different.
Right.
Until we do.
Well, and another reason to stay on the trip is because it's not stabilized yet. I can't make that, can't make the movement, but that movement's not happening as much as I suspect it is with a guy, for example, or something like that.
Training.
It's a training.
Yeah.
And so why would I want to stop now? Why would I want to stop after I've gotten a taste of the honey?
Want to stop now. Yeah, have a bit of taste of honey. So we could know anytime that anything that does want to stop now, or thinks this is good enough, or this is great, or whatever the conversation is, we could just know that's not us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a great place for recording and listening to that experience
that
you're describing.
Yeah.
Slipping into that portal of love.
Yeah, the reinforcement coming in.
Yeah. Cameron?
Yeah. There's something in the first exchange that I think it was the word control triggered a realization that oftentimes when doing something, there's a belief underneath that it in everything having a result.
We already paid to that. So you start into something, and underneath is a belief that there is some kind of result.
There's a result, and I'm going for that, and if I don't get that, then it has all these meanings and implications and about who I am and if I've been successful or not, and it just goes, whoa, way out in the...
And there's our film being created.
Yeah, and as that thought or whatever it was inside maybe came in, I just could see that if I'm doing something here and in the back of my mind there's this, I can't possibly be present.
Wow.
I'm in another place because I'm doing this for something rather than just doing it and being present to it.
That's a huge point.
Yeah.
That I actually didn't see when you first were saying it, which is that if I'm doing this, but the attention is on what I'm going to get later.
And it might not even be conscious attention, it's
no.
just this subterranean belief.
Exactly, it's a subterranean belief. But if that's where some of the attention is, then I can't possibly be here
with
what I'm doing.
Exactly, and what's motivating me is to get there. But I don't really even know that, I'm just...
Yes, but well, now we do.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great thing to be watching for.
Yeah, and it brought up that yesterday I did something I've done it a number of times before, this thing that I did. And I could see after this thing, insight, whatever came, that I always had done it with the result in mind. I was doing it for a reason, which was to get something, mm-hmm. And I realized that yesterday I didn't do it that way.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't plan not to do it. I didn't even know I had been doing it that way. But it just sort of all fit in. And so I realized that yesterday I didn't talk to people about what could be in the future, possibly, or whatever. I was just talking to people in this moment.
Wow.
I was sharing what I was there to share. But if I didn't get the sense that they were really interested in any kind of way in going anywhere different than just having this conversation, I just let it go. I just went with what was there.
Uh-huh.
And I had lovely conversations with people, and I don't really care. I mean, you know, some of them took information and they were going to think about things and stuff. And I don't really care. I mean, it's not that I don't care. I wouldn't like, you know, that's complete for me. And
I
realized that the whole thing that I did was successful and because of that, because I think I was there.
Yeah.
I could be with people in a genuine way that had nothing to do with getting anything from them or having them respond in any particular way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much more pleasant.
Yeah, it's sort of nice to redefine success, isn't it?
Yeah.
That the success, the completeness, was just being there.
Uh-huh.
And you're really aware of that. Wow, I'm not doing that process of trying to get somewhere, and people didn't seem, they just wanted to be here. I was just right here with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you had these really lovely conversations.
Yeah, it did. It seemed, and there were even some people who expressed some interest in what I was sharing that might have some result, but that seemed sort of secondary to the experience.
It seems secondary, kind of like it's not up to you in a way. It's sort of like, well, I'm just going to be here with these people.
Yeah.
And stay here with them, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
That's a very different process.
It's a very different process.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can look back on all the times that I've been doing this activity in various forms, not just the form I was doing it in yesterday, and see that, whoa, that's the reason it hasn't been a really good time for me. You know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so...
Well, thank goodness. I mean, it reminds me a lot of what Rebecca was saying.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to stick with it.
Stick with it, and you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know until you get to the place where you see what you see.
Yeah, or that slipping in, like you said. I wasn't even really aware previously that I was doing something to get somewhere. Until it sounds like part of it was, it all kind of fit together, was having an experience of... I'm not trying to get somewhere.
Yeah, it was all fitting together. All of this was fitting together.
Yeah.
In ways that I really didn't even know until I started talking about it right
now.
But it was fitting together right here in this group and spurring off of what was being said between the facilitator and another participant. So it's just kind of an amazing thing.
Like kind of having this little picture here, a little insight over here, and then you're in group. You know, someone is seemingly talking not about at all what you're
completely
talking about.
Completely, some
But really, but just it's starting being to put together. I love that feeling too, right? I've been hearing that in all three shares that I didn't do this. I don't even know how that happened. Just kind of snuck in, or just kind of slipped, or just kind of resolved, or whatever, from a place of awareness.
But it really shows that, you know, we can't really do it alone.
It does show that, doesn't it?
Because it's all the, you know, the people on the radio show when they talk, the homework that we're doing, and the interactions in various ways where people are sharing things fit together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing the work, and yet we're getting all these little pieces, and then at some point, they fit together.
It's a good argument for showing up.
Yeah.
To practice and surrounding yourself with practice and people who are doing awareness practice,
mm-hmm.
because as you said, there's just these different pieces that get revealed, and at some point, doesn't seem like we're necessarily doing it. It gets put together. We just don't go wow.
It's kind of like the tumbler or something of a lock, or I don't know, this is not maybe going to even make sense, but it's an image that came up where it's kind of click, 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 and it all those things come together and the door opens.
And the door opens. Oh, that is a good image.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just having that experience of all those things coming together, quick, 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 and then the door
opens. If the door opens all of a sudden. Yeah. So, wow, I feel really full of gratefulness for everybody who...
Yes.
Including this practitioner.
Yeah, exactly. And all part
not
of
to leave anybody out.
Not
yet.
To leave anybody out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen to that.
Thank you.
June.
Yeah. And then you'll move to the other side.
I'll wait for them to warm up.
Well, I'm full of grateful also. because I just know what's been going on this whole week, the past week. I've been doing things outside my comfort zone, and comfort is huge crop for me.
Yeah.
I've been going up against inertia. Inertia is a huge crop for me. Last night, backlash set in, and last night I had one of those nightmares I've been having. There was no RoboCo in the office. it was one of those things where something horrible happened, and my first thought was, oh, I'm dreaming. I hope I'm dreaming. Mm. Oh God, wake up! Mm. And I did. I did wake up. Mm. And so this morning, I know it's serious, and it's just I was going over time, and depression is trying to talk to me and
get you back to inertia.
Yeah,
because what you're saying is I'm going up against that. I project maybe some expansion going on, and then in some gratitude.
Yeah.
And then the backlash happens where, gosh, we have zero control there, huh? In our dreams. And that something really horrifying or scary happened. And then when you woke up, just you're aware of it working on you with depression or those kinds of things.
Yeah. I had not seen that. It's just trying to get me back into what it calls comfort and safety, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's
it is safety. I mean, it's very comfortable in any karma. You're just saying my karma tends to be inertia. So if you're going to start going up against that, it doesn't really have a choice but to try to respond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, it seems like that's how that goes, right? This kind of contraction, expansion, contraction.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take you off there, but I think at the beginning you said you're thinking, well, there's a lot of gratitude.
Yeah, gratitude. That I just saw that all of this is backlash.
Mm-hmm. Seeing it for what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's backlash.
No.
Oh,
no,
I'm sorry.
Not seeing it. Let's see. Going into just back into comfort zone and inertia and habit last night. After a week of pushing those edges, and so finding myself back in waking up this morning and into depression and just seeing, that's the backlash. Coming out of the energy and the bigger place back into the small little habit place. That's the backlash. Mm-hmm. Seeing it this morning.
seeing that that's all that was happening.
Yeah.
Not really putting it together. I mean, I haven't been consciously saying to myself, I'm going to do all this stuff that I don't normally do. I have lots of thoughts about doing things, and then I don't do them. And this week I've been doing them.
It's kind of good when we get out of the way, huh? We just find ourselves doing these things, kind of going up against those edges. And you've been doing it all week.
Yeah.
And there's actually been energy building. Yeah. And then just seeing this morning, there were some flashes to that.
All the energy.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, good, got it. Okay, okay, good. Right.
That's
I'm, well, just really enjoying in this conversation that training in not seeing through it, but observing it. I'm just finding that how you do anything is how you do everything. Assignments are brilliant training in that too. And
okay.
I was just...
Because you're speaking, I think Sherry talked a lot about that in the email class, or maybe sent out a little recording about practicing, we get in the habit of seeing through like kind of the eyes of conditioning,
right.
And what we're practicing is seeing, so kind of that observing, or you said watching, kind of had your hand up above, kind of seeing, and seeing that in this year-long workshop, and how you do anything is how you do everything, is training in that very kind of watching, step-back perspective.
Right, exactly, so do the assignment, and then record and listen about how you did it. It's that movement every day, every day, every day.
Fun.
And I was just watching it in group where there's the like stepping back to see that whenever I start getting interested in the content of what's being seen, that goes together with that ego thing of there's something to fix.
That's the process that goes with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting interested in whatever is being talked and then it goes into something to be fixed.
Right. So, you know, maybe I'm just not quite okay as I am, or there's a problem to be fixed, or and then start getting interested in the content of what's being seen, because that's what's going to fix it. And instead to be not seeing through that, but seeing that all going on, and then not have to...
Seeing that there's a process of needing to fix where there's a problem.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if we're seeing through that, then we just get really, we watch ourselves kind of collapse under the content.
Right.
Kind of trying to, like, figure out something, or maybe that'll be something I can use to fix this.
Yeah.
And to have that process of stepping back and go, just essentially do what you just did, which is describe that.
Yeah.
Seeing that and happening in group right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of amazing, isn't it? That just that you can make those that movement. Here you just did it in a group again.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, what just dropped in was seeing it yesterday. There's something in one of the earlier conversations that resonated about that, about the outcome taking us away from here. That I noticed as I was doing this deep cleaning process yesterday morning, that attention kept being pulled to the moment. The moment, attention being pulled to the moment when I get to write the work note saying complete.
That's going to be the crowning moment.
All that satisfaction will be there in that moment. So,
complete.
And because I was able to see that and not see through it, I was able to be there with this, you know, this speck of dust and this. And of course, then when I was writing the note to say complete, I saw attention being pulled away. So of course, the setup was, well, you're not even going to get to be there for the moment when you write the note to say complete. So I saw that, and then like kind of brought all attention back to the sea. Just really enjoyed that too.
It really speaks to how you do anything is how you do everything.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a great thing to catch. So the whole, we're supposed to be, oh, it'll be so satisfying to write that note complete.
Yeah.
The attention's on that, and then we don't get to be here for whatever we're doing.
Right.
You know, and in this case, you know, a great service, actually, but cleaning. And you saw that while it was going on, so you were able to come back to the cleaning and be there for the while of the stool or the whatever was going on there. And then you watched, gosh, because of course we're supposed to, we don't get to see that process is going on all the time, including I'm about to actually write the note.
Yes.
And we don't get to have that big satisfaction because it's doing the same process.
Exactly.
It's somewhere else that's going to be great, or just being distracted.
Yeah.
And you caught it again and got to come right back to being here and writing the C, the O, and just being, I mean, how satisfying is that for being here?
Exactly. And that is exactly it. So what you practice is what you have, right? That there's this lovely thing in Dogen that keeps dropping in, that if you want just this, you have to practice just this.
Boy, it's so simple,
Right. Well, I know. And when we were talking about that in group on Thursday, that over here, I don't know which side to use, but over here in conditioned mind, everything is so complicated. Everything is so complex and intricate. And there's so much to fix and figure out. And here, everything's fine, no problems. And just, I've been really enjoying that, you know, simplicity, the joyous and practical guide, attention's over here. Hold on.
What I feel is I'm in a different calibration.
Yeah.
Over here, and moving, lots of problems, lots of things going on, the story, and everything's complicated, and I've got to figure out, and this piece, and I'm getting it, there's all of that. And then there's just, like, oh, room just slowed down when you did that, and then there's here. No problems.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. I've been using a mantra to help me with that too. Just to make me an instrument of your peace. Back and back and back and back. And seeing how when attention's on, make me an instrument of your peace. Then all this action flows from that. That it's like, oh, this is the making me an instrument of your peace. So even just things like being on time for a work assignment instead of getting there right, you know, at the very last minute, or being here when I close the door so I close it quietly, or doing what needs to be done at the moment, in the moment it needs to be done. All of that is making me an instrument of life's peace, not creating all of that, I don't know, that kind of obstruction, opposition,
That obstruction, that position, that belief of how we're going to get things done is kind of what previously controlled us, and you're using this mantra, make me an instrument of your peace.
Mm-hmm.
And when you just come back and back, just what the training is. I mean, it's been training us to leave, so we're coming back. And from that place, all activity, all action flows. You know, and we find ourselves just being there to close the door, you know, act being on time, even a few minutes early, rather than kind of rushing in for our work assignment. And it's clear, but it's kind of what we've been talking about in that place. This is where I want to live.
Right. And I was just hearing all of those acts of peace. So of course, you know, in abstract land, it would make me an instrument of your peace would be something grandiose.
Right.
And all those are acts of peace. Just.
How beautiful is that?
Yeah,
it wants to say being an instrument of your peace is like, I don't know, you're on a pulpit and talking to lots of people or writing some massive book or something like that. And really, it's this action of peace.
Yeah.
Closing the door quietly, this action of peace. Right. Being here while I clean the floor.
Right. So you're not disturbing somebody while they're sitting, or, you know, just all acts of peace.
Yeah, it's kind of, again, what we were saying about we receive that, and we are that.
Yeah.
And it's just, we that is how we give it. We're emanating that. Because, as you said, if you're sitting in here, you get to receive that peace when someone closes the door consciously.
Mm, it fun to be here. I always wanted to say, I don't know, in the
real... It is fun to be here.
No, that, so Sunday morning group at Center starts at 10:02, and so, you know, we were saying we can't do this alone. It is exponential on a Sunday morning. So we're starting the daily recollection down there at the same time as up here.
That means it's happening right now.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I didn't know.
Completely parallel and in sync, and I always love that, love thinking, you know, of folks at the monastery as we're starting this.
Right, I mean, this is an imaginary boundary anyway, right?
Exactly.
It would be really good to see that.
But it's one of those fun exponential sangha.
Good. Well, we're going to learn that when we sit down and we're all sitting down.
We're all sitting down.
Go ahead.
I just love that being reminded of, yeah, it's never the big stuff. It's, you know, it's the little bitty moment-by-moment details that are so powerful.
Yeah.
It's just to really bring, it's being present.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? It's like to be reminded.
Yeah.
You know, means that we know that experience.
Yeah.
We know that. That's true, that it's those moment-by-moment, the little things.
Yeah.
That the big thing, or what we're going to get later, however that works for us, is really a distraction.
Yeah.
From... just being here, moment by moment.
Yeah, it's just a fixation on the content level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what conditioned humans do.
Correct.
Yeah.
The
content.
I love to talk about all of it this morning, but being controlled. Mm-hmm. I've been so sleepy during group this morning. It's like, I feel like I'm just going to do a headlong, onto the floor. And that is not an uncommon experience of being group. It's like, wow, I cannot keep my eyes open at all. I mean, I do because it would look really bad.
I'm highly motivated to not go to sleep in group.
I mean, what if I'm asleep? Then I'm asleep,
Your eyes are open, but boy, the pull to go to sleep. And you've seen that pattern.
Oh, my gosh. It's just immense. And which is so interesting because it's been just an incredible 24 hours of just beauty and gratitude and like just expanded heart, and then I have the group and it's like, clunk.
So there's just 24 hours of it just expanded beauty.
Just really, really appreciating practice and
really appreciating practice.
And being here. And
this isn't working. I mean, we can't distract her. She's just in 24 hours of beauty.
Yeah.
Gosh, maybe we just get her to go to sleep, like literally go to sleep.
Right. So it's like that it comes up most strongly in group, which and although it does come up and
Well, you're really aware of it in group.
I'm really aware of it.
Because you're not going to sleep in the nerves.
Yeah, I just feel, and it does feel like that element of control. There's just
same one element.
Well, no, not he. It's like one of the control mechanisms, like you are getting sleepy. You are getting sleepy.
Yeah.
And so then the attention goes on, oh my God, I'm sleepy, rather than on just the process of presence and being in group and just being able to listen and receive and,
Just seeing what it seems like what happens, the process is the attention goes to, it could be literally, you are getting sleepy, the attention goes there, listens to that, and we believe why, we don't know how that happens, the body follows, or the sensation, or whatever goes on, and just seeing, that's something that goes on for me in group, and I was just in that place of beauty and loving practice, I can bring my attention back to that.
Yeah, it's the Wizard of Oz, just the poppy field. I'm just like, everybody wanting to go out. And I don't remember exactly, but I think, Dorothy was like, come on, wake up.
And
And here I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, talking is a good way to. Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently listening.
And apparently listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, anyway. I just wondered if there was some more talking to you about how you're missing out on a group. And,
oh, yeah. 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 It's like, yeah. Yeah, you're not hearing what people are saying. What's the matter with you?
Uh-huh.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard a few things. Or, despite.
And I'm watching you.
Yeah.
Here's that. I mean, you just said another thing. It says.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you should. It wouldn't matter. You know, just bringing that back here. Right
yeah.
Here,
right.
What everyone's done. Done a great
yeah. Yeah.
So from behind you in front of you, seeing the process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Could just be more of that loving practice.
Mm-hmm. 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 No matter what the form is taking. Just loving practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well what's your experience this morning right now?
I'm getting very warm. A little bit on the spot.
Oh,
suddenly. But yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, well, you know, just my experience right now, that whole thing, going back to the whole thing about being controlled.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such. I just want to, I don't know what to say about that. It goes on, and it's not okay.
Uh-huh.
It's just not okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay to be either controlled for other purposes, for purposes other than living life with a capital L.
Mm-hmm.
And just see how that is just snatched away over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying that.
Yeah.
It's not okay
mm-hmm.
to be controlled for anything else than the purposes of being
mm-hmm.
Lived by life, capital
yeah.
L.
Yeah.
And seeing that goes on, and okay, and what you are is no,
yeah.
It's not okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've been upping my practice of reflective listening and with others and also with myself, but you know, and just seeing, oh my gosh, just seeing how ego inserts itself. Just in every way possible,
yeah.
You know, and especially in that interaction with others,
mm-hmm.
and just seeing, yeah, that's another element of control,
yeah. Yeah.
Of how it just is always wanting to insert itself, and just you know, just so many ways.
And what a great way to expose that.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
It's just been amazing.
Yeah.
And
that's really committing to reflective listening
yeah.
with others and with yourself.
Yeah.
And when we commit to that,
yeah.
It's almost like the backdrop to see how it's constantly trying
okay,
to
yeah.
insert
yeah.
itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, I can listen, you know. I can be present. I can hear with the certain group. I'm not sleepy. I can, you know, and just it's just how it just how the control goes on to
mm-hmm.
try and prevent that presence and that.
Yeah.
You know, that.
Yeah, seeing how that control
yeah.
goes on, seeing it happen in different forms, doing
yeah.
practices
mm-hmm.
to really highlight that process
mm-hmm.
and coming through with like, well,
mm-hmm.
that's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I'm practicing.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a group, I'm putting my hands
yeah.
up, I am listening.
Anyway. So, yeah, to put my hand up. I'm a lot less sleepy than I was before I put my hand up, which is a really good thing. And
good to notice.
And I will not be controlled.
You will not be controlled.
I will not be controlled.
You'll be a perpetual hand up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you all.